Many of you remember the work for many years on Channel 5 News by Alan Schauffele. Alan, of course, a very popular news anchor and media presence in this town for a long, long time. Now he has left Channel 5, and you're thinking, oh, where? Is he maybe jumping up to NBC? No. No. Well, is he going to another station? No. Another network? Kind of. But it's not one of the more famous cable stations, and it's not one of the other big three, and it's not PBS. It's Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera America, to be exact. Alan Schauffele joins me now on 570 KVI. Alan, I understand this morning you're out there at Joint Base Lewis-McChord.
Good morning, John. Yeah, I'm standing in the parking lot just outside the sort of holding room outside the courtroom where the journalists gaggle up for the Sergeant Robert Bales sentencing phase.
Okay. So let's start at the very beginning. You're a successful...
In the beginning.
You're a successful newsman, long pedigree there at Channel 5. How did you end up on Al Jazeera?
You know, I was looking for a change. I've been two decades at King TV and, frankly, two wonderful decades. Got to do all kinds of great stuff with a great company and working with great people. And it was just time to do something different. I was actually thinking about getting out of television news altogether, doing something in the nonprofit realm or public relations or something.
Okay.
I was looking for options. And this thing came up, and it seemed new enough and different enough that it really caught my attention. So here I am.
Okay, well, explain Al Jazeera to our listeners. It's owned, of course, by... a company connected to the Qatar government, correct?
Yeah, we're sort of set up, as I understand it, under the best way to describe it, sort of a BBC model. So we're funded by a yearly grant from the Qatari government, the government of Qatar, and they've set up Al Jazeera America as a separate operation from Al Jazeera, which is the Arab language-based news organization that's been operating for many years, and separate from Al Jazeera English, which runs all over the world in many, many countries. So we're now, as of yesterday, Al Jazeera America, and we'll be, you know, doing news out of 12 different bureaus around the U.S.
12 bureaus, one of which is here in Seattle, and you head that bureau?
Well, I'm a part of that bureau. I don't think anybody would say that I head it.
Okay. Who runs Al Jazeera America?
Al Jazeera America. Like, who's my big, big boss?
Yeah.
I would say Marcy McGuinness is probably my big, big boss. She's a longtime administrator in one of the networks. I don't even remember which.
Okay. How big is the bureau here in Seattle?
Huge. There are three of us. Although, actually, for the first couple of weeks or maybe month, we have a few more crews working with us just because we want to be able to be flexible and cover what needs to be covered in, you know, Oregon, Washington, Alaska, British Columbia, whatever happens. So we do have some extra resources at least to begin. But okay. Normally it's going to be three of us.
Hey, my guest is Alan Schauffele. Alan, of course, after 20 years successful and popular at King TV, Channel 5 has moved over and is one of the people setting up the Seattle Bureau for Al Jazeera America. I believe they're broadcasting on what used to be Current TV, Al Gore's old station.
That's right. Current TV, which, you know, eight or nine people watched.
Yes, including Al Gore.
So including Al Gore. If you count Al, it was nine. So it disappeared. We bought Current TV, I think, in January of this year for $500 million or so is what's been reported.
Yeah.
I'm not privy to those kind of details, but that's what's been reported. And that gives us delivery to 40 to 50 million households on cable and satellite. And negotiations underway to increase that as we move ahead.
Okay. Now, let me ask whether your work day is any different than it was when you were reporting for Channel 5.
Well, I certainly hope so. if it appears to be exactly the same as when I was doing those 20 years for Channel 5, then I won't last here long. But I think that we'll have daily news demands. There will be days when we have to do, like we're doing today, be up early, be out covering breaking news, do live reports for the folks back in New York, which means anybody watching us, of course, and that'll be the exigencies of our day. There will be other days, and probably many more other days, where we are out gathering and reporting different kinds of stories rather than just the big breaking news. And that's one of the things that was interesting to me, is maybe some opportunity to go and tell different kinds of stories in different ways and really give them more emphasis and more treatment.
We were out
last week, actually, in Eastern Washington and Eastern Oregon, working on stories on a bee sperm bank, like a honeybee sperm bank.
Oh yes, that story. Uh-huh.
And on researchers that are diving a data gathering plane into wildfire smoke plumes to get data so they can model climate better.
And your target audience are American Muslims?
No, Americans.
Okay. Why would someone want to watch, why would someone who's not Muslim, Alan, want to watch Al Jazeera as opposed to NBC, PBS, Fox, or CNN?
Well, why do you want to watch those things? Why would you have to be Muslim to watch a new news source, a new news voice? We're not leaning towards Muslims or catering to a specific demographic at all. We're going to do the news.
So there's no particular perspective or lens through which the news is covered?
I would hope not, at least not from my point of view. I mean, as just me, Alan Schaffler, there will be no particular lens through which I cover the news and through which I tell stories. I'll just be telling news stories. Everybody's going to have to sample the station and take a look and see how the news is dealt with, and see if they like it. Hopefully, what the people who run my life tell me is that we want to tell news stories to the greatest degree possible down the middle.
Well,
avoid an ideological bent and avoid blue heads yelling at red heads and left screaming at right and right screaming at left, and avoid a lot of celebrity crap.
Okay. Now, the reason I ask is, for instance, Univision says, well,
right,
you know, we're focused on Spanish-speaking, Hispanic audience. So I'm wondering, you know, is there a target audience in mind for Al Jazeera America? And it sounds like you're saying, not yet. We're just kind of...
Yeah, I would say that I think we're targeting Americans who, you know, are tired of the kind of news options that they have right now.
Okay. Now, what has been the reaction from your colleagues and others to moving over from Channel 5 to Al Jazeera?
There have been some interesting reactions along the way, I can tell you that, because, you know, the name is what it is, and it can be a little startling for people. And it was a little startling for me when my agent first approached me about it, and I said, what? But... The reaction from colleagues has generally been very positive, and people are really curious and really interested. I mean, who else since Fox in 1996 has actually flipped a switch and started an entire national news network? They've hired 700 or 800. I have to keep saying we have hired 700 or 800 people, staffed bureaus in 12 cities, and, you know, we're on the air starting yesterday with news, which will be, you know, all day, all night. So it's a really fascinating ground level experience to get in on.
Okay, I know you well enough to already know the answer to this question, but just for the record,
sure,
there are no limits. There is no one you need to check or clear your copy with.
I need to go through normal script approval. So far, that has been, you know, grammatical and style changes.
Mm-hmm.
And if I at some point feel that somebody is twisting or tweaking my story to the point that it has an ideological interference of some kind or a specific philosophy, then that's the day I'm out the door.
Okay, so let me get into the tough questions here for a moment.
Sure.
There have been other respected journalists who have mm-hmm. joined Al Jazeera who've hopped back off. Dave Marish from mm-hmm. ABC, as an example. They say, you know, that there's just too much of a bias.
Was he with Al Jazeera America? Was he with Al Jazeera English, or was he with Al Jazeera?
I think he was either with Al Jazeera English or Al Jazeera, because there was no Al Jazeera America at the time. He was basically supposed to be the American face of Al Jazeera.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he said it just didn't work. Hopping over the pond to the Middle East, 22 members of Al Jazeera's Egyptian news operation resigned when they said they were being forced to bias their news content in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
I know, with given your reputation and your character, that stuff like that is troubling to you.
Yeah, that's not an organization, Al Jazeera, with which I have any real direct contact. And if I would quit too if I felt something like that was happening to me. But there is, this is, I think, genuinely meant to be set up as a siloed, separate American news operation. Now, some of the things that people have seen on Al Jazeera English, which is, again, is an English-speaking news-gathering operation that operates all over the world, might run and will certainly run on Al Jazeera America. And some of our stuff might run on Al Jazeera English if we have stories that are of national or international interest.
Mm-hmm.
But Al Jazeera, you know, the Arabic-speaking news-gathering organization, is not something I'm going to have probably any contact with at all.
Okay. We got phones ringing. Hold on just a moment. Jason in Seattle had a question. Jason, you're on with Alan Schauffler, formerly of King TV, now with Al Jazeera America. What was your question?
Yeah, I just want to say congratulations, first of all. And I think I've watched Al Jazeera in foreign countries, and I also have this opinion, in general, American news channels are basically vapid 25 to 35-year-olds who pontificate about what's happening, and there's no real news, right? So that's the biggest difference for me between watching, like, BBC or even watching CBC in Canada and watching American channels. So this to me, is much more news-based, story-based, more in-depth news channel, right? Which is really, we don't have any options, and so I think it's great, and I think that I hope you guys are successful at it. So
there you go.
Jason, I appreciate that, and that I hope is what we'll be able to do, and be able to get out and bring people stories of interest and stories with a lot of without a lot of yammering in them right and left, and just deliver the news. I've found that actually Al Jazeera English has had a pretty good following, especially among young people in this country, just as an alternate source for news about the world. And we're hoping to do that same kind of thing with Al Jazeera America.
Now, Al Jazeera America's first guest when they launched was a Harvard professor, Stephen Walt, who's described by Jeffrey Goldberg at The Atlantic as a, quote, Jew baiter. Someone who makes a living scapegoating Jews, close quote. Does this give us an idea of what the perspective will be in terms of, you know, this is going to be our slant, this is going to be our focus, these are the kind of people we want to give a national platform to?
Well, let's hope not. And let's just to let you know, I was working at the time, have no idea what we started with, and had absolutely no involvement in deciding who would be on our air when.
Well, I tell you what, check in from time to time.
Sure, I'm glad to.
With us, and you know, we'll be in touch with you as well. Is there a point at which you would simply walk out the door on Al Jazeera? Is there a?
Well, sure.
How would you define that line?
Absolutely, and I imagine it would be the same kind of point where you would walk out the door. If somebody told you editorially, John, you must do this, mm-hmm. and it wasn't something that you believed in, you'd probably walk, and it would be the same for me.
So
I'll be honest with you, I'm not here holding my breath waiting for that to happen. I was hired to go out and tell stories about the Pacific Northwest, and I am delighted to do that. I think it's going to be fascinating to do that, one, and two, it's going to be really fascinating to see how an American audience and a local audience reacts to the fact that somebody called Al Jazeera is on the dial and they can watch them. I think that's going to be really intriguing. It's one of the reasons that I signed on. It's going to be an interesting challenge and not like anything I've ever dealt with before.
And you've been guaranteed that the same amount of editorial control and integrity that marked your work at Channel 5 remains in play here with your current employer, Al Jazeera America.
Absolutely. And if you detect any difference, please let me know.
Well, we will.
Okay.
and we wish you all the best. I've been a fan of your work for a long, long time, Alan. And
John, thanks.
Everybody else, he's going where? So
I got that from some of my family members too.
Okay.
I think it's going to be fascinating.
I've got to tell you, I've been very critical of Al Jazeera. Over the years, but if they're setting up an American station and they got someone like you on board, that actually speaks well of them.
Well, you know, they did hire me,
so
they've got that going for them.
All right, it's great of you to join me here for a few minutes. I appreciate it, Alan.
You bet, John. Thanks very much.
You got it. That's Alan Schauffler, late of King TV, now one of the people setting up and launching Al Jazeera America's bureau here in Seattle. There's 12 bureaus throughout the country. He makes a clear distinction that he wants everyone to appreciate between what he says is Al Jazeera America and Al Jazeera International, which he says, has the same name, but is a different operation.